Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Archive. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all are doing well on this Tuesday evening. I certainly am, coming off of a bit of a cold from this weekend, but I'm more or less good to go for now, so didn't want to leave you all hanging. And I wanted to make sure I could deliver the tunes. So, yeah, I'm going to start things off for you all with a track by a band called Farrakut. And here it is.
Take a second, look at what you have. Take a second, look at what you don't have. One with another lifetime on my own, it's the same.
All right. Like I mentioned before I started, that first track was by a band called Farrakat. The song is called Cut Self Not, and it's from their only studio album, The View from This Tower, which came out in 2000. And the track that you just heard is Been a Long Time Cousin by a band called Hella from their debut album from 2002 called Hold Your Horse Is. And yeah, that whole album is quite a barrage of sound, tons of guitar and tons of drumming. It's kind of a testing listen, but I really enjoy it. It's excellent musicianship, just the fact that they can stay as coordinated as they are and stay together and make it interesting while also being so overwhelming. And the drummer of that band, Hella, is named Zach Hill. And a lot of people might know him better as the drummer of the experimental hip-hop trio Death Grips. And as I understand, he also handles a lot of the production stuff. So this next track is by Death Grips. And here it is.
Skid like Rita lift the ocean. I drift like my planet don't spin. I skid all over marks like I'm haunted. Rev it up from a la la like profits. It's never much. I'm more torn in the cockpit. Don't interrupt. My turbulence slaps. My path massive. Demands panoramic. Your 10,000 leagues, sub-zero, sweat dripping. My hand got to rag, rip ties like Jet City. Stand off the blood lands, every side listen. Feel up, fresh meat, a magnetic slip. Severe swerving, I tow lag of uncertainty to your zipper locks. My sound, yes, full of weapons. Shot, 60 shots a second on a hex. Clock, a strike between each time your solar plex drops. Have a little bit of soul, dipper. Yeah. I can't help yourself, I'm skidding down. I've dealt with yourself, I tricked you down. I'm all held to skelter, I'm on the outs. Enemy left, but reflex skidding out. Pulsing my chest, feel like it's fixed into bounds. Bounds, I can't be the road. Crashing in the planes, I crash and scroll. Max out my oath, don't blame me, I've no soul. My tricks all manipulate, you open. My skin's ripped by my next agent orange. I skid like I'm no use. My head can expand like I choose juice. I binge all black and has my tragic ends to a means I can't establish. Noise of nomads, I'll sound by a spike. Tremulous in both hands, can kill myself twice. Thorns tremble like wounded by dummies. Traumatized a facade, broke your eyes like dummies. I'm too fast, go, these dead won't stay low. Control is old, smash on my skin. My muscles grow like slack at the wind. I'm finally astral now, grab my skin.
All right, that one was Spikes by Death Grips from their 2017 album Bottomless Pit. Now, one thing about Death Grips is that their lyrics are very profane, but another thing is that they have released the stems for almost all of their albums, so people like me who want to play them on radio are able to just download the stems and do the censoring themselves, which is pretty cool. Although I don't think they would like that, but that's beside the point. I had to manually cut out all of the swears in that song, and when I was doing that, I saw that he mentions Faust at one point, and that reminded me that there's this really cool krautrock band from Germany in the 70s called Faust. So this next song is by them.
Thank you.
That one was Jennifer by Faust from their 1973 album Faust 4. Yeah, that's a pretty cool song. Definitely gets weird at times, especially that huge noise buildup towards the end before the harpsichord part. But I think one of the coolest things about that song is that I would easily believe that song came out in the past 20 years, which is kind of true of a lot of krautrock artists. They had some kind of way of like pulling music from the future. It seems it's really crazy. But I actually am also a big fan of bands that from more recent times that kind of throw back to the 60s especially. And I heard a song that fits that bill perfectly on my Spotify Discover Weekly playlist last week. So I'm going to be sharing that with you all right now, and it's by an artist called Caribou.
I should discorporate, trying to illuminate the lines of my time. Please tell the here and now, present the case somehow, and open up that.
Okay, that one you just heard was by the Olivia Tremor Control, and it's called No Growing, parentheses, exegesis. I have no idea how to say that word. I don't even know what it means, but it looks kind of cool. And it's from their 1990-something album, probably 1996, 97, called Dusk at Cubist Castle. Or the full title is Music from the Unrealized Film Script, Dusk at Cubist Castle. And the one that you heard before that was called Melody Day by an artist called Caribou from his 2007 album Andorra. I was listening to my Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify last week, just trying to find some new music, new artists that I have never heard of. And I'm super happy that I heard that one because I love that song. Really cool kind of feel to it. Love the vocals. Yeah, really creative stuff. So I probably read those two in the wrong order, considering I was going to mention that the Olivia Tremor Control was part of the Elephant Six Recording Collective, which is like a group of bands based in Athens, Georgia, who all were inspired by 60s kind of music in the late 90s and early 2000s. And another band from that same group was Neutral Milk Hotel. And this past week, it was Saturday, I believe, that marked the 20th anniversary of their highly revered album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. So here is a cut from that.
I know you live within me, feel I
That one was Ghost by Neutral Milk Hotel from their 1998 album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. And like I mentioned before, that album celebrated its 20th anniversary this past weekend, which is a pretty long time, considering how many artists are still kind of using that album as an inspiration. So anyway, I figured this would be a good time to take a bit of a break, and I can share the hourly PSA with you all. So that will be coming right up.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
All right, yeah, social media. I went on Facebook yesterday or the other day for the first time in a while, just to see what was going on, and I really wasn't missing too much. It was a kind of sad looking place. It seems like a lot of people are kind of moving away from that sort of thing. I think it might be just Facebook, but still, it was an interesting experience. I was looking at my calendar, and I noticed that tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so I have a couple of songs that are very, very loosely themed around that. And this first song that I have for you is by My Bloody Valentine, so I hope you like it.
Feel down to come.
All right, that one was Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine from their 1991 album Loveless. And I actually forgot about that kind of pulsing thing at the very end. I thought it was going to end like 15 seconds before the track length led me to believe, but kind of came back. Startled me a little bit, to be honest. All right, these next two songs actually mention Valentine's in the lyrics, and this first one is by Unwound, who I love very dearly. That one was Valentine Card by Unwound, which comes off their first album, their first released album, I should say, called Fake Train, which is from 1993. And that song is the first part in a kind of trilogy, along with the tracks Cantina and Were, Are, and Was, or Is. And I've actually played those second and third tracks on WMFO a while ago. But I had never played the first part, and I kind of wish I could play all three of them right now, but given that I only have an hour and I have a few more songs that might be more relevant, I figured I would cut them. And this is the last of my Valentine's Day themed songs, and this one is by Tom Waits.
Them Valentine's all the way from Philadelphia to mark the anniversary of someone that I used to be. And it feels like a war ends out for my rest. Baby, you got me checking in my rearview mirror. That's why I'm always on the run. That's why I changed my name. And I didn't think you'd ever find me here to send me blue Valentine's, like half forgotten dreams, like a pebble in my shoe as I walk these streets. And the ghost of your memory, baby, is a thistle in the kiss. The burglar that can break a rose's neck is the tattoo broken promise I gotta hide beneath my sleeve. I'm gonna see you every time I turn my back. I would write you these blue Valentines, blue Valentines, blue Valentines.
All right, that one was quite a somber song. That was Blue Valentines by Tom Waits, which comes off his album of the same name, Blue Valentine, which is from 1978. And that's going to be concluding the holiday-themed segment of our show tonight. And actually, it's almost concluding the show itself. So, I've been your host, DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've had a great time sharing some music with you all tonight, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. And I should be back next week if all goes to plan, and I hope you will be too. So I'm going to leave you off with one more track, and it's by a band called Sunny Day Real Estate.
If I break down all that I am, the field of white will see what it's worth to walk.
All right, actually, I'm back. Looks like I'm going to have a minute to actually tell you what that song was. You kind of just said it, but that's How It Feels to Be Something On, which is the title track from Sunny Day Real Estate's 1998 album, How It Feels to Be Something On. So yeah, like I said just a minute ago, I've been DJ EJ, your host for The Archive on